from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Vinny and Haney on your home for sports, 105.7 The Fan.
Kyle has definitely, I think he's enjoyed being here from the beginning. I mean, you know, you come in once the season's begun and just kind of trying to play catch up with the defensive scheme, but also with the relationships. Now he's one of the guys. Everybody knows him, respects him. He's definitely a leader, knows the defense very well, and practicing hard every day. So it should be a plus for us. I would love to see him in preseason. It's just going to depend on his ability to do it with the recovery from, he had bilateral sports hernia surgery, so I think he's got a good shot. We just have to see how it comes along the next week or so.
Vinny and Haney back on 105.7 The Fan on this Turn It Up Tuesday. Send all your favorite Turn Up songs to the text line. Nolan will handle it from there. Cordell Woodland filling in for Bob Haney. Here with Vinny Serrato, Quick Draw McGraw behind the glass. Heard two cuts from John Harbaugh coming in today. Let's start from the back and work our way to the front. TJ Tampa made his debut yesterday in training camp, activated off the PUP list. He had that hernia surgery. He's back. You heard Harbs there showing some optimism about TJ Tampa potentially playing in the preseason. We'll have to see, two more games left. But what does TJ Tampa give this team if he is able to get healthy again?
I liked him at OTAs and minicamp. I think he's a guy. The only thing he lacks is some deep speed. But you talk about instincts and ball skills and all those things, and he's got length. He's 6'1". I think he's a hell of a player. So he's going to contribute to them at some point. Now, yesterday, Cordell, he was out there in pads, but he just did drills. I mean, during practice, he was running sprints with the trainer, strength coach or whoever it was, on the other field. Is he ready yet? Probably not. Is he going to be ready in 2 weeks? It's going to be interesting to see. Hopefully he will be. So he needs some preseason reps. I mean, to play in that it'd be tough. I'm guessing for the Kansas City game, he'd probably be inactive.
Yeah. I mean, the way it's going right now.
Yeah, if Wiggins is back and stuff. Mm-hmm. Although, unless he plays in that preseason game and he plays, kind of like Wiggins played. But he's got ability. The only thing is like I said, deep speed. He's 4.52. That's the only issue that he's got is the catch-up speed. But other than that, like in zone and stuff, Cordell, I was really impressed with him because You know, I mean, we talk about Wiggins getting his hands on the ball a lot. OTAs and minicamp, I thought that Tampa probably had his hands on the ball more than anybody.
Yeah, I thought Tampa really improved as minicamp went on. You know,
yes, he did.
On the back end of minicamp, he started to, granted, they weren't allowed to be, but so physical. He was used, you know, he started using as much physicality as they would allow to stop letting Tez Walker kind of take advantage of him at times. But I like what he gives him. He's got a nice frame. I think he kind of fits their style of defense. He's a guy that isn't afraid to stick his nose in there. Like you said, the deep coverage is probably the one question mark I have, but I haven't really been able to get a good look at him while they've had the pads and stuff on and while DBs have been able to kind of, you know, fight for the ball right now. So it's tough for me to judge what he can be fully in coverage right now.
See, I thought possibly, you know, because of the deep speed and because of his instincts and ball skills and stuff, I thought about possibly safety, you know, and maybe, you know, if Marcus Williams is gone in a year or whatever, maybe a year from now, possibly. But let me just say this, Cordell, because a guy that, you know, played well, Kane.
Oh, yeah. Kane. He was one of the guys I mentioned to kind of watch out for. He's a physical player.
And well, to me, the thing that was impressive, I mean, he tackled, but he made a lot of the plays on special teams. Mm-hmm. He made a lot of the tackles on special teams. And I don't know if, you know, because he left with, what, concussion or whatever? Is he the type of guy, you know, I mean, that was the issue with Pepe Williams.
Right.
You know, he's, and those, get your head involved in there and you knock yourself out of the game. Is that going to be him? Because let me just say this, you know, just watching the game, you know, on TV that, on that Saturday, 28 showed up.
Right.
It was like, damn. Made another play. Damn.
Yep.
Good job on coverage teams. So they've got some, and with Eddie Jackson and stuff, and with Kane, so they've got four safeties for sure.
Yeah, I mean, they've got their safety depth. You look at Hamilton, Williams, you mentioned Jackson, and then Ardarius is still, I mean,
they like him.
They like him. He's going to be there. I firmly believe he's going to be there if he's healthy.
I don't know if you keep. Are you able to keep five safeties and
I don't think
seven
so.
Corners?
I mean, I don't think right now Kane isn't on the team for me right now.
Somebody will pick him up.
Yeah, but possibly.
Well, if he keeps playing,
right,
keeps playing well, because what teams are going to look for, you know, when you're looking at those types of guys that get cut. How am I improving spot 51, 52, 53?
Mm-hmm.
And doing that, it's a backup guy that's real good on teams. So, I mean, to me, that's the type of guy that would fit that.
I just don't see how they keep Washington and King. Like, Washington seems to firmly be, I mean, they like him in the nickel spot too. So maybe, you know, that could be another one. But when you look at the cornerback numbers, I think they're going to keep a lot of corners.
All right, they're keeping Wiggins. They're keeping Armour Davis. Keeping Millett. That's three.
Marlon.
Stevens is four. Tampa is five.
Marlon six.
Marlon six. That might be
Pepe. I mean, if Pepe makes it,
yeah, sixer. Well, Pepe's more safety. You can't keep six safeties and six.
Well, I have him more in my mind as a corner, but yeah, I mean, even still, like Washington, Kane, like I don't see all of those guys staying.
Yeah, well, that's a good problem to have.
Oh, definitely.
But here's the thing about it is, you know, when you talk about the Ravens and everybody that comes through and. When scouts go to the preseason games, they're going, who's deep at corner? Ravens are deep at corner.
Mm-hmm.
So the guys that you cut at corner, Cordell, you ain't getting them back.
Right.
That's the thing. Whoever you're cutting, people are all evaluating them because they know you can't keep them all. Probably same at safety. Is anybody going to claim any of their old linemen or running backs? No.
Probably not.
Receivers, no. So, I mean, that's kind of the spot that I'm going to look at. If I'm general manager on another team and we need DBs, go to Ravens. You know, I'm sending somebody to Ravens preseason games.
Let's look at the other cut from John Harbaugh. He talks about Kyle Van Noy and his leadership. Remember last year, Van Noy didn't join this team until after the season started. Still had a really good year for the Ravens. A lot of questions about this pass rush this year, and I feel like he's one of the lone guys that we can honestly say you can trust because we've seen it in the past. I don't know if I'm expecting Kyle Van Noy to duplicate what he was able to do last year, but you look at him right now, he's one of the few guys on this team that I could say I trust in the pass rush department.
Well, let me just say, watching practices throughout, I haven't noticed Van Noy at all.
At times he's back there, but yeah, he's not a consistent disruptor.
Yeah, and he may be a guy that, you know, I'm not cranking it up yet type guy.
Right.
Whereas, let me just say this, Cordell. I mean, we've talked about this guy for the last 4 years or whatever, but I got to give Owe his props, man, because the dude's kicking everybody's ass in training camp. I mean, his spin move, his takeoff, he just looks like a really confident. Yesterday, he lined up on Rosengarten, and they had to double him. I mean, because he takes him outside, spins back inside, and Justice Hill's, you know, sitting right there to help because he can't block him by himself. And Ronnie Stanley can't either.
Nope.
Ronnie Stanley's been struggling, too, against Owe because of that speed and the power and stuff. So I give Owe his props. I mean, if he can transfer it to the games, Kansas City, you know, then he's going to be somebody that you're going to have to deal. He's going to get more than five sacks because I don't recall him dominating.
He's had
consistently.
Spurts. Yeah. Like it's at this point, I mean, training camp is about to end. He has been dominant really to his credit.
Every day,
for the most part, you go through mini camp has been that way. You go through OTAs. I feel like we've been talking about Owe kind of all summer, to his credit. I will say that. That's the one difference compared to the past that makes me say, all right, maybe there is something there. I'm still not confident enough to go out there and say, all right, 10 sacks this year for Owe. I've done that before.
Show me.
I got to see it. Yep. But the fact that he has consistently gone out there and pretty much dominated whoever he's lined up against. You said it. I mean, he's owned Ronnie all camp. Rosengarten, doesn't matter, inside, out.
Yeah,
he's been winning. Yeah, he's been winning.
Well, the thing about it is, Cordell, I mean, when you look at the Chiefs, they're starting that big kid from BYU, and Rosengarten was better than him.
Right.
I think Owe can wear out their left tackle.
Yeah, hopefully this is the year where they kind of start moving Owe around a little bit and finding some mismatches and letting him take advantage of some of those spots.
Well, they're going to have to just because Van Noy's not going to be out there a lot of the stuff.
We've seen them wear some, maybe not some of the run stuff, but we've seen them wear down some of these veteran pass rushers.
Right. But I mean, that was almost out of necessity, you know. But he can't hold up against the run. So Harrison or Robinson, somebody will be playing, you know, rundowns and stuff. But Owe will be the one guy who can play every play.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, remember 410-583-1057 is the number. If you want to get in, Rashad Bateman, he returned to practice yesterday. Didn't last long.
Nope.
Are we concerned about Bateman right now? We'll talk about it next here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
On the Fan. Didn't do a lot. Did some indie. Looked like he did the one-on-one drill before he pretty much had to call it quits. Is this midsection injury? I don't want to.
Oh, it's ribs.
Yeah, I mean, it's in the midsection. Is that any more concerning to you as we get closer and closer?
Well, he did individual, you know, with the receivers and stuff, and he ran routes on air. Then they went one-on-one, but I did see him, Cordell, in one of the routes on air, reach for a ball and then, you know, grab his rib. I mean, I went through it. I had five broken ribs when I played, and I was a wide receiver too. And it is extremely painful. But at that time, you know, when I was in college, I think that happened like in 1981, I broke five ribs. And, you know, they didn't have the capabilities then of what they do now. I mean, I heard it on Saturday, and they took me right to the hospital. I went to the hospital, and they, you know, they said they're bruised. So, I mean, I practiced on Monday. Hurt like hell. I mean, every step hurts. You can't sleep. You cough. You sneeze. It hurts. So I understand what he's going through. And it lasts a while. And 1 week is not going to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he may have to sit out till the Chiefs game to feel good. At least he can, you know, maybe do some individual stuff and everything. But anything where he's got to go against people, that's not going to do it. Because it is a extremely painful injury. I mean, he lined up, Cordell, to go one-on-one. The corner was in press. He makes a little move. I think he got his hand on him, and then he just shut it down, took his helmet off. And that's he didn't do anything the rest of the day. So it's a painful injury. You know, it's all about pain management. Can you handle – how much pain can you handle?
And this seems like a lot of pain for Bateman. I mean, like you said, a sneeze, a cough, a laugh, any of that stuff.
Yep.
You're gonna feel it, and – it's a shame, and it's the running joke, you know, they just can't keep he and Lamar out there at the same time. It's wild. I mean, it deserves a deep dive study as to why what happens, as to why these guys can't stay out there for longer than a couple of days together. And I want to see Rashad Bateman on the field, obviously. And I know what he can give to this offense, and I'm sure it's, you know, disappointing for him personally, because I know he wants to be out there, but I'm sure for everybody else, the coaches and them, they're just, everybody's having to use their imagination when it comes to Bateman with this version of this Ravens offense.
Yeah, and the thing that hurts is, and it hurts Lamar, like when they're doing 7-on-7 and all that kind of stuff, Cordell, other than like Zay, it's not a lot of receivers can get open.
No.
So, I mean, he's holding the ball forever and then like moving around. I mean, so Anthony Miller looks like he's got a little juice to him. You know, he's not big, but he's got some quickness and stuff and some explosiveness. Otherwise, the other receivers, not too crazy about him. You know who's making kind of a nice little push is Kadir.
Honestly,
Ishmael.
He's and I know he's labeled as a tight end now.
Yes.
But in practice, outside of the usual receivers, and which is Zay, Bateman when he's there, Nelly more times than not is has been reliable for Lamar. Outside of those three, Kadir has been the next best. If he was still a receiver, he would have. I would say he's probably having one of the next best receiver camps.
They probably figure. Well, in reality,
Ryan makes plays at times, but
he caught a crossing route yesterday, turned up, stiffed arm the linebackers, and just stiffed right to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
It was a nice play. But the thing you got to do when you're a late draft pick or you're an undrafted free agent, when you got a chance to make a play,
you got to make it.
Yeah.
And you don't see him put the ball on the ground a lot.
He had two that, you know, they were really tough catches. But if you make them, you're making some wild plays that people are really taking notice. And he had two chances there to make a couple wow plays, and he didn't on the two. But you notice 83 when he's out there. And, you know, so he's doing some good things. Where is he on the depth chart? I don't know. But let me just say this. You know, Kohler supposed to be a blocker? No.
Well, I think they want him to be a blocker. Right. I don't think that's what he is.
But if he can't block, all right, he can't block. I think Cordell, cut down time. If there's a blocking tight end out, you got to go get him.
Yeah.
Because they don't have one right now.
I mean, and Ricard is probably going to have to wear multiple hats again. That's why I still think Ricard is going to get on the field more than maybe we think. I'm not saying he's going to get 70% of the snaps or anything, but yeah, by default, out of necessity.
Yeah.
We're talking about the inconsistencies on the outside parts of the offensive line. Again, we're talking about them not having a blocking tight end. Again, I mean, this all screams more Ricard. We're talking about them being more under center this year. That screams more Ricard. I see a lot of different ways he's going to get on the field.
Plus, the other thing that screams Ricard too, Cordell, is you know, if you got Rosengarten and you got Ronnie Stanley, you know, you may have to help both.
Yeah, you're going to need some help. They're going to need some. I'm genuinely concerned about the right side of the offensive line. Honestly, I'm concerned.
Well,
I think
the left side is going to have some issues
for sure.
You know, depending on who's playing over there, the left side is going to have some growing pains too. Because I mean, Ronnie hadn't been this healthy since 19.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and Voorhees hadn't played a real game since 22.
Right,
and he gets off balance and he'll lunge and stuff. I mean, he's not perfect. I mean, you like what he does, but how long is it going to take him to get really comfortable? So those, I would think against Kansas City, Cordell, that ball's going to be coming out rather quickly.
We've seen in the past where we've had these questions about this offensive line, and they have kind of just made it work. They found a way to kind of be better than projected somehow. do you have that same feeling again going into the season?
Well, you know, it hurts not having Lindebaum because he's your quarterback.
Mm-hmm. I'm expecting him to be, like, when we get to Kansas City, I'm expecting Lindebaum to be back by then. I don't think he's in jeopardy to miss the first game right now.
No. I think he'll definitely be back. But my concern level on everything else, I have no concerns about Lindebaum. Everybody else, I have somewhat of concern. Even Ronnie, I mean, I got concerns, you know, against good people. Can he put his foot in the ground? I mean, yesterday, Ajabo just threw him right to the ground. I mean, bam! So, there's concerns. But, I mean, Kansas City's got those same concerns. They got a second-round pick starting at left tackle, a big kid from BYU. Mm-hmm. And the Ravens took Rosengarten ahead of him, which I would have, too. So,
The good thing for both of these teams is they have the types of quarterbacks you need to have when you have question marks on your offensive line. You have quarterbacks that can make up for other people's mistakes, that can get out of the pocket, that can do things that aren't coachable. You know, that's kind of what you need when you have offensive line questions.
Well, the thing I saw yesterday, Cordell, in 7-on-7, I've never seen a quarterback have to scramble so much in 7-on-7. And it was just to buy time because people were covered. There's no windows to throw to. No, not at all. I mean, like when I was in San Fran, it was like clockwork, man. It was a bam, bam. You know, and everybody says, well, yeah, Jerry. You know, I mean, we had Jerry Rice, but on the other side, we had Nate Singleton or Ed McCaffrey and these types of guys. You know, we had a great tight end in Brent Jones, you know, just like the Ravens do. Ricky Waters was as like being a receiver.
Right. 410-583-1057 is the number. If you want to talk some Ravens, are you concerned at all about Rashad Bateman having to pretty much leave practice as soon as he gets there? Will this midsection injury be a problem for him? You want to talk Orioles. Orioles back on the field tonight against the Washington Nationals. Nice two-game Beltway series going on out at Camden Yards. Remember, Baltimore baseball tonight. Is it 6 o'clock tonight, I believe? I got to see the game time, but I know Baltimore baseball tonight is on the Fan going into that game tonight. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get in. We'll take your calls next here on the Fan. 410-583-1057 is the number if you want to get on the line. We're taking your call started now. Let's go to Rashawn in Baltimore. Rashawn, what's going on?
Vinny and Cordell, what's going on?
What up, Rashawn?
Ain't nothing much, man. The Olds are finally back home. You know,
finally.
It seemed like forever, man. That was a long-ass road trip, I tell you that.
I think it's the longest of the season.
Yeah, man. It was a long time. I was trying to remember the last time I've been down to a home game, and then I remembered we was all on, like, what's that, the Coors Light deck out there, Cordell, me, you, Joe, Tim.
That was a while ago. Yeah.
Yeah, I know, man. That's been a minute ago. And you remember what happened at the end of the game? Who threw that game?
That was one of Kimbrel's games, right?
Yes, it was, man. Like, this guy, man. I don't know. I can't blame that on Hyde because I don't know who was available the other day to pitch. I don't think the guy we got from Philly was available, the good one, not the bum Soto. What was the
Sir Anthony Dominguez.
Yeah. I don't think he was available. Like I said, you got to let the guy, you know, earn his paycheck and get his confidence back. But he was on 4 days rest, too. That's one thing I noticed about Kimbrel. If you rest him too long, then when you get him in there, you know, he's a little shaky. But I guess it's like you got to have the perfect balance.
Right. Because then when you pitch him too much, then he's tired and then he walks a lot of people, too.
Yeah, so it's like, man, it's like you got to be a perfect scenario for this guy, man. That's what we stuck with, man. Hey, we paid, what, $12, $13 million for the guy to be out closing. And like I said, if this comes down, if we get to the playoffs, well, I know we're going to make it. We're going to get to the playoffs. Can you imagine it's a crucial game, it's a game seven, and your options are Kimbrel or Cano? Like, in that situation, who do you trust? Because Kimbrel has been there. Cano has not been in that high-pressure situation.
Whoever's hot.
Whoever's hot?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that might be the time Kimbrel would redeem himself. Just imagine that, you know, a game six or game seven, and he closes the game out for us, man. I think, you know, I think the fans will forgive him then. But other than that, I don't know, man. And now people mad at High, you know, for the game the other day, the decisions, of course. But he don't got nothing with these guys only putting up one run. You know, these guys start hitting, man. You know, leaving runners on base and everything. So, I'm going to lay off high today. I normally call, give him his criticism and everything, man. But, I mean, it ain't all him. I'm like, listen, we tied I think it's a three-way tie now for the best record in all Major League Baseball. We tied with the Cleveland and we tied with the Dodgers. So, hey, he's doing a heck of a job. Even though 80% of our starting pitching staff is hurt.
Right.
So, and being able to, you know, put together a bullpen with a bunch of Phillies guys. So, but, hey, you know, let's hope they continue to play, you know, 500 baseball and win, you know, 2 out of 3. Hopefully we can sweep these Nats because the Nats not good this year. So,
well, hopefully they can. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Rashawn. And, yeah, a lot of the things go outside of Hyde's, you know, power. I said this the other day. They only score one run. They're 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. It's not much he can do. Now, you can question some of his decisions, like to take Suarez out before the end of the inning. I could buy that maybe. But, you know, his options in the bullpen are what they are. It is what it is. And Kimbrel right now, all we can kind of do is hope that he gets hot again before the end of the season, more so going into October, preferably. And then you can kind of feel good about putting him in late in some of these postseason games, because right now I can't give him the ball in the ninth inning in a win or go home situation. Not right now.
Now, the Orioles are what in one run games?
I think they were 12 and 13, maybe 12 and 14 now after the last one. But
right. Those are the types of games that managers got to find a way to win,
mm-hmm.
the close games. Cause that's when you're really evaluated, you know, especially by the fan base. They don't, I mean, if you're winning 8-2, they don't care what you're doing. But if you lose a 2-1 game or whatever, then they're going to critique every call that you made, because you know what? All those calls that you make in those types of games are critical.
Yep. 410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Kevin in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's good, fellas? How y'all doing today?
It's wonderful.
Hell yeah, it's nice out. I know y'all are inside, but it's a nice day anyway.
It looks nice.
You know what I mean? Yeah, man. To the Ravens, I feel like, I don't want to feel like I'm picking on Rashad, but what do we do? You know what I mean, Cordell? I think it was admirable that we continue to try to play some kind of in that 2 or 3 man role with our, you know, with our offense. And again, I think it's admirable that we try to continue to build the man up because he is part of our squad. But at the end of the day, and this is for you, Vin, if you were back in the managerial role that you've been in, what do you do with this guy? I mean, we just signed him. We owe him some money. He's got to play and earn that money. But, I mean, it's kind of like a kid that tells his mom he's sick and can't go to school, but then when he actually really does get sick, his mom makes him go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of feels like that with Rashad. And I want the best for him, but what do you think we really do with this guy?
Number one, you got to get him healthy. It kind of reminds you a little bit of Armour Davis.
Thanks,
you know, Armour Davis, knock on wood, he's been healthy the whole OTAs, mini camps, training camps, the whole thing. And that's what you need, because, I mean, he was having when he's been out there, especially lately, he's dominated.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what you see. You know, you see him making plays all over the field, you know, and along with Flower. You just think about, okay, if my guys are all healthy, what do we got? You know, so if it's me with Bateman, I got to do whatever I can to have him ready for Kansas City. That's what I got to do. Okay, so if it takes, you know, a week or 2 weeks, because what happens to him, and I don't think ribs are going to get worse. You know, you just got to fight through the pain, and eventually, you know, they're going to heal, but it takes time. It just takes time. And, you know, to let him sit another week, maybe that's what they'll do, you know, and then get him 2 weeks of practice in. But right now, the way he was out there yesterday, he mentally couldn't play in a game.
Yeah, and I think that's the challenge with Bateman. It's not like it's just an injury thing, and when he's out there, he's not good. The problem is when he's out there, he's one of their better offensive players. So
yep.
I don't think they're just slotting him in the second wide receiver role or something like that out of charity. They're doing it because he's that good. It's just he can't stay on the field for them right now. Let's go to Mike in Bel Air. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how you doing, Chief?
What's going on?
All right, gentlemen. Two insights, and then I need some opinion from you guys on both organizations. First of all, the Ravens organization. Now, you know the coach is a genius because the entire league right now is built for speed. And it's the youngest team that's going to win. Ravens will not only be in the postseason, but it's a great opportunity of them making it into the Super Bowl. Because the receivers are deep. A lot of youth, a lot of speed.
I wouldn't say deep.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say deep.
That's why they're adding these guys.
Yeah, this is why I'm saying deep. It's cheap, and the young have the ability to play in the National Football League. Now I'm going to make it real short because I know we got other callers to the listeners. But in my opinion, Sean Bateman, what he's dealing with, he's going to be dealing with the whole season because the torque of the body is the midsection. If your midsection down, you're going to get 2 months, 3 months. You're not going to see much of Bateman out there on the field, and everybody knows it. We need to get a signing of a receiver immediately, and it's going to happen. You're going to need an experienced receiver. That's my opinion. Other than that, if we don't have that experienced receiver, Bateman is our soldier. If we don't have it by opening day, we're not going to have running by November. And we're a running oriented team. We got to win Thursday. That Thursday night game, we got to win it. And if Bateman not ready, he's not going to be ready. That's it. Now, as far as the Orioles, another genius situation. I mean, we're there. We're one of the youngest teams in baseball who's competing and winning with the New York Yankees over $300 million payroll versus $160 million payroll. Our only problem was when we lost our closer. That's why, just like you guys said, we lost more games on one-run games because we don't have a closer. In fact, half of the time, the closer caused some of the big losses. You know? So that's my only opinion on both things. What's your insight?
Yeah, appreciate the call, Mike. I mean, I agree with everything you're saying about the Orioles. And, yeah, I do think Felix Batista is the biggest difference in them winning these close games in the past to them losing them right now. In terms of Bateman, sure. I mean, I'm battling with that myself. I do think he is going to be – even if he's out there, he's not going to be himself. But, yeah, I do think this is something that's going to linger with Bateman for some time. The reality is there is no receiver that the Ravens are going to get between now and week one against Kansas City that's going to make the type of difference that Rashad Bateman can at his best. The Commanders just signed Martavis Bryant yesterday. I mean, that's what's out there. The Ravens have brought in Anthony Miller and Russell Gage. If there were better options available, they'd kick the tires on that. Receiver's a premium position. It's like offensive linemen, kind of. Like, and there's more receivers available just because the pool is bigger, but same rules apply. You're not finding true starter quality guys in either of those positions right now.
Every team, you know, it's O-line to me is kind of like pitching in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you never have enough.
Right.
And there's not enough around, not enough good ones around. You know, are you going to have your 10? Sure. But how many do you really like? Four, maybe? Right. So, I mean, that's kind of where, I mean, if you go up and down the Ravens roster with the offensive line, there's one guy for sure that I put a stamp on, I totally believe, is Lindebaum.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I got questions on every one of the others.
410-583-1057 is the number if you want to jump in. We'll continue to take your calls here after the break. That's next here on The Fan. Let's go to Willie and Croft. And Willie, you're on The Fan.
Cordell, my man. What's happening, baby?
What's going on?
Oh, man, everything. And Vinny, listen, I got to tell you, I got a question for you, Vinny. Your insight is so invaluable, and I don't want to hurt people's feelings because I listen to a lot of talk radio, but that's a huge draw for me. It's like nobody else's I've ever heard, so I really appreciate the insight. But I do have a question for you, Vinny.
All right.
Now, with your experience in the NFL or just in football in general, I just want to know, because we've been talking about the problems with the O-line and this like that. Has it been your experience that is widespread in the NFL, or are the Ravens a unique case of having problems with the O-line? And I'll leave it at that.
I think it's widespread. And you know what? One of the biggest problems is that in college, you know, it's spread offenses and O-linemen are in 2-point stances. You know, I mean, when I was at the Redskins, I mean, Joe Bugle used to watch film of the draft guys, and he hated it because the only time you could find an O-lineman really in a 3-point stance is in short yardage or goal line, you know, to see how the guy's going to block. And in the NFL, you don't see an O-lineman in a 2-point stance every snap. So you got to be able to get down in your stance. So I think the development, especially for run blocking and physicality, is not as good as it has been in the past. And I think that's a lot of problems with a lot of these O-line. Like the Ravens O-line, I was extremely disappointed in how physical they were. They didn't knock anybody off the ball. And I think that is, a lot of it is that you've got to train them, you got to develop them, and you got to teach them. You got to teach them how to get in a 3-point stance and come off flat back, you know, and stay low. All these guys now just want to stand up all the time. And you're Filele, and he's 6'8", and he's standing up. Everybody's under his pads.
Let's go to Mark in Pikesville. Mark, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning. How you going, Vinny Cordell?
What's
wonderful.
Happening?
And we right where we want to be. We back home, and we tied for first. We right there.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right.
And I think the Yankees got problems. When you get blown out as much as they get blown out, there's got to be some issues there.
Absolutely. So what I'm saying is, Vinny, we're going to get on a 4-game win streak. 4 games. That's going to give us that little bit of room that we need. And then we just got to win the series. Like, I'm going down to game Friday to see Boston. I've been wanting to see Boston. But I'm hoping that we win the series. That's the key to it.
Yep.
So we can just win the series. But just remember, like one of y'all would call it, said, we really don't have a closer. We really don't. So we in good shape with what we got. But like you said, also, Vinny, Hyde got to know how to make some changes when we get them 1-1 games and 2-2 games. Right? That's where he's going to be judged at.
No doubt. I mean, that's what, why did people, you know, those coaches that everybody, you know, like Belichick, great tactician, you know, you win those close games and you win them because of coaching. You know, that's what you want to be kind of known for. I mean, everybody said that in the Texas series, Hyde got his butt out coached.
Mm-hmm.
So those are the things you want to hear, that my guy out coached such and such. You know, like, how much credit does Nick Saban get for Alabama and stuff? Those kind of things.
Coming up next here on Vinny and Haney, we'll be joined by Kevin Ostreicher from Ravens Wire, also the host of Locked On Ravens podcast. We'll talk to him about Rashad Bateman. Where is his concern level? How excited is he for the start of the season? Who impressed him on Friday night? All that and more next year on The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.